It's the jingle of the day, North Shore, South Shore. After 1972, the exclusive relationship between PAMS and WABC came to an end, and Series 44, The Music's on Us, was the last PAMS package to be bought by WABC. This development represented the beginning of the end for PAMS as a jingle company, and indeed, PAMS would eventually suspend operations in September of 1978. But PAMS did have a few successes in the intervening years, and one of those was the WNBC 74 Custom Package. In 1974, there was a station called WNBC in New York City. It was a 50,000-watt station at 660 on the AM dial. WFAN now occupies the frequency, but back in 1974, WNBC had an ambitious program director named John Lund who wanted to challenge longtime leader WABC in the ratings. At that time, WNBC had some potent DJs such as Don Imus and Bob Vernon, Vernon with a V. In August 1974, WNBC had pulled off what it thought was a major coup, hiring cousin Bruce Morrow away from WABC. As it turned out, Brucey proved unsuccessful in challenging WABC's new nighttime personality, the late George Michael. WNBC never even came close to toppling WABC from the top of the ratings. It took a disco station named WKTU-FM to do that about 4.5 years later. But the PAMS WNBC 74 custom package did contain some interesting cuts, and in the 1980s, Ken R. and his Toledo Singers used one of the same beds to create some custom jingles for WLNG, and North Shore, South Shore is one.
North Shore, South Shore, 92.1 WLNG, North Shore, South Shore.